All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks, my key games and the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And I want to start off tomorrow night in the ACC as you have the 5th-ranked Clemson Tigers traveling to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Now, both of these teams come into this game with a record of 3-0. The only difference, Georgia Tech does have one conference victory, as you go back a few weeks ago and they went over to Ireland and they knocked off the Boston College Eagles. They look in this game, and of course, Georgia Tech's defense is going to have their hands full with Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson, as he is a one-man wrecking crew. You look at this Clemson defense, already they have 10 sacks along with 6 interceptions. And I mean, the interceptions won't be a big part because Georgia Tech, of course, has that triple option attack. The only time that you would have to worry about that is if Georgia Tech gets in third and long situations, and of course, Justin Thomas, their quarterback, will be forced to pass. Now, this Clemson defense will have to try to find a way to contain Thomas, as he is the engine that goes for this Georgia Tech offense. I think the Yellow Jackets will put up a fight, but I think Clemson is the better team, and thus I'm going to take them on the road by the score of 30-23. Now, moving on to Saturday afternoon in the Southeastern Conference, it's the 12th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs traveling to Oxford to take on the 23rd-ranked Ole Miss Rebels. Now, Georgia escaped last Saturday for their first conference victory against Missouri, and they are once again on the road, this time against Ole Miss. Now, I look at Georgia quarterback Jacob Eason, and he has been a cool customer back there in the pocket for head coach Kirby Smart. And you look at the talent around him with the likes of running back Nick Chubb and wide receiver Isaiah McKenzie that have given this Georgia offense life. Defensively, the Bulldogs have 5 interceptions, and I look for Smart to try to mix things up for his defensive unit to go out there and give Ole Miss quarterback Chad Kelly problems. You look at this Ole Miss team, and they blew 2 halftime leads. You go back to their opener against Florida State, and then, of course, last week at home against Alabama. And that was a very heartbreaking game for Ole Miss to lose and for them to turn right back around and have another conference game. I think it's going to be too much for them to deal with. Thus, I'm going to take Georgia on the road in this one by the score of 31-27. Now, in the Big Ten, you have the 11th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers traveling to East Lansing to take on the 8th-ranked Michigan State Spartans. It's the Big Ten opener for both of these teams, and there is a possibility that both of these teams could meet in December in Indianapolis for the Big Ten championship game. You look at what Wisconsin head coach Paul Chryst has done with quarterback Bart Houston, and he's been a solid game manager. He hasn't tried to do too much, and he's just simply played within the realm of the offense. This Wisconsin defense has 17 sacks, and they're going to have their hands full with a very stout Michigan State offensive line. I look at quarterback Tyler O'Connor for the Spartans, and he's another guy. He's going out there and simply doing what head coach Mark D'Antonio wants him to do, nothing more and nothing less. Michigan State is a very tough team to defeat at home. I think this game comes down to the defenses, and thus I'm going to take Michigan State by the score of 31-17. Now, back in the SEC, you have the 19th-ranked Florida Gators traveling to Knoxville to take on the 14th-ranked Tennessee Volunteers. And it's been a month of Sundays since Tennessee was able to get past Florida. And you go back to the 90s, and this was the biggest rivalry in the SEC, and it needs to get back there. And in order to get back there, Tennessee must find a way to knock off Florida. And if there was ever a year where the Volunteers were going to turn things around, this is it. Now, Luke Del Rio, the Gators' starting quarterback, was injured last week with a knee injury against North Texas, and he's going to be out for a few weeks. And now it's going to be Austin Appleby's turn under center for the Gators. And you just have to wonder, can Florida keep that momentum going, especially with no Del Rio at quarterback and more than likely no Antonio Callaway at wide receiver. But this Florida defense will keep them in the game. Through 3 games, the Gators have 16 team sacks along with 4 interceptions. And for Tennessee quarterback Josh Dobbs, you have to wonder, is he going to fall into the trap against them? Because is it going to be good Josh Dobbs or is it going to be bad Josh Dobbs? And I say good Josh Dobbs when he simply stays within the realm of the offense and he doesn't try to force things. He has a dynamic running back to give the football to in Jalen Hurd. And that is really how Tennessee's offense gets tempo. Give the ball to Hurd and set up their passing from there. I think Tennessee has too much talent in this game to lose this one, and I think they get past the Gators by the score of 27-17. Now, in a battle of unranked teams, you have the Pittsburgh Panthers traveling to Chapel Hill to take on the North Carolina Tar Heels. Both of these teams are 2-1, and this is each team's respective conference opener. Now, Pitt lost a tough one on the road last week against Oklahoma State, and they are looking to rebound under the play of quarterback Nathan Peterman and, of course, running back James Conner. Through three games, Pitt's defense has 13 team sacks, and that's important as they look to put some pressure on North Carolina quarterback Mitch Trubisky. But you look at Carolina, just like last year, Elijah Hood at running back is the spark plug for this Tar Heels offense. Defensively, they can bring it as well, as they have 9 team sacks through 3 games. And I think North Carolina wins at home by a touchdown by the score of 34-27. Now, back in the SEC, it's the 18th ranked LSU Tigers traveling to Jordan-Hare to take on the Auburn Tigers. And I call this game the Desperation Bowl, because you look at two coaches that the loser will definitely be on the hot seat. You have LSU, they're 2-1. They lost that tough game to begin their year against Wisconsin, and they've won their last two, but they haven't been convincing victories. And a lot of the issues that LSU has is at the quarterback position. Now, you look at Leonard Fournette at running back, he is hands down one of the best ball carriers in the nation. But you look at what defenses are doing right now against LSU. They are simply stacking the box in the effort to take Fournette away, and they're trying to make somebody at the quarterback position for LSU beat them. And for Les Miles, LSU's head coach, he has to find a way to get some cohesion going offensively. Now, you look at Auburn, and head coach Gus Malzahn is going to stick with quarterback Sean White, but you look at the running backs in this one with Cameron Petway and Kerryon Johnson, and they are going to put some pressure on this LSU defense. But I think LSU right now has the better athletes, and they are simply going to go out there and find a way to win this game. And I'm going to take Louisiana State on the road by the score of 24-20. Now, in the Big 12, you have the 16th ranked Baylor Bears welcoming the Oklahoma State Cowboys to Waco. Now, of course, Baylor is undefeated, but they really weren't tested, as usual, in their non-conference slate. And this game right here figures to be an offensive shootout. You look at the quarterbacks in this one. First, Mason Rudolph for Oklahoma State, and then Seth Russell for Baylor. And both of these teams operate in those spread offenses, and they are going to look to get the football to their respective playmakers. Now, Baylor does have a ton of playmakers on offense. You look at KD Cannon, Terrence Williams, and Shaq Linwood, just to name a few. And you also look at James Washington on the other side for Oklahoma State. But I think this game could come down to the play calling, and I'm going to give Mike Gundy, the head coach at Oklahoma State, the slight edge in that category. Thus, I'm going to take the Cowboys on the road in this one by the score of 47-41. Now, in the Pac-12, it's the 2-0 Stanford Cardinal, who come in ranked 7th in the nation, traveling to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena to take on the UCLA Bruins. And of course, the last time that Stanford stepped foot on the Rose Bowl soil, they had their way with the Iowa Hawkeyes this past January on New Year's Day. And of course, one man that had a game for the ages was Stanford running back Christian McCaffrey. Now, UCLA must find a way to slow him down, because you simply cannot contain him. And as he goes, of course, this entire Stanford team goes. But you look at Stanford quarterback Ryan Burns, and he is beginning to get more comfortable in the pocket for the Cardinal. And of course, it does not hurt to have a big time wide receiver in Michael Rector to get the ball to. UCLA's quarterback Josh Rosen hasn't had the year so far that people expected him to have, as he already has thrown 4 interceptions. And you wonder if the smart Stanford defense is going to have the ability to confuse him and force a few more turnovers. Stanford right now is playing like the better team, and thus I'm going to take the Cardinal on the road by the score of 31-20. Now, back in the SEC, you have the 17th ranked Arkansas Razorbacks taking on the Texas A&M Aggies, who are 10th in the nation, and this game will take place at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Both teams are 3-0. The only difference is that the Aggies do have one conference victory under their belt, as they were able to get past Auburn last week. But you look at the quarterback play for Arkansas with quarterback Austin Allen, and you know, he's more than a game manager. It's not just simply giving a football off to running back Raleigh Williams III, as he can go out there and make plays from the pocket in the quarterback position, and that's something that this A&M defense is going to have to deal with. Now, already Arkansas's defense has 10 sacks, and they are going to look to put the pressure on A&M quarterback Trevor Knight, but he is definitely a cool customer back there in that pocket. This A&M defense under defensive coordinator John Chavis has 12 sacks, and his Arkansas offensive line must find a way to contend with A&M defensive end Miles Garrett. Arkansas will put up a fight, but I think A&M is just going to be too tough at home, and thus I'm going to take the Aggies by the score of 37-34. And finally, in the Pac-12, you have the 9th-ranked Washington Huskies traveling to Tucson to take on the Arizona Wildcats. It's the Pac-12 conference opener for both of these respective teams, but I look at the quarterback play in this one, and I'm going to give the edge to Washington with quarterback Jake Browning. This Huskies defense already has 11 team sacks, and I see them trying to put pressure on the Arizona quarterbacks, whether it be Brandon Dawkins or Anu Solomon. I think this game has the potential to be high scoring, but I'm going to give the edge to the Huskies and head coach Chris Peterson as Washington goes on the road and gets the 44-30 victory. So those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June down at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week 3 in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.